This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Watch God provide.
Amen. God will provide. Praise the Lord. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a blessing and a privilege to be before you today. We have a great message, and I'm telling you, these last few messages, everybody know have what I'm going through. The Lord has been speaking and comforting me and my family during this time. But the message today is I needed it so much, and I thank God that He's allowing me to bring this message to you. We're going to get started. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. And as my son DeAndre comes up, he'll read our opening scripture for us, and then I'll come back. DeAndre. Man, I appreciate my boys stepping in and helping me out here. Last week we had Joshua, this week DeAndre. Let's go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, is once again that we come and we thank you for this day. Oh, we just know that you are a good God and you're so merciful. And Lord, as we get into your word tonight or this morning, we ask that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our title today is One Day at a Time. As DeAndre read Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 24, we see that Jesus is telling us something to do here. I like to start with verse 33 where he says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." Whatever we are in or involved in, we must understand that our main purpose is to seek the kingdom of God. Now, what does that mean, seeking the kingdom of God? Seeking the kingdom of God is recognizing who He is. And that is recognizing His Son, Christ Jesus, as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And what we need to do is we seek Him, seek His kingdom to come. That's what I love the prayer, "Thy kingdom come." We are praying that His kingdom come. And if we are seeking His kingdom, we are going to be telling everyone about it. So He tells us that we need to seek first the kingdom of God. Why? Not only seek the kingdom of God, but look this, and His righteousness. Oh, thank God He didn't say our righteousness, because He told us that all our righteousness are as filthy rags. But when we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, look what happens, what He says happen. He says, "All these things shall be added unto you." Man, whenever we have our priorities right, God will bless us. So He wants us to seek His kingdom and His righteousness. And then He will provide everything we need. As we read here, He said He's going to provide your food, He's going to provide your drink, and He's going to provide your raiment, or that's clothes. He is going to take care of you. As the song Tamala Man sung, God will provide. I'm telling you, even when you're in the desert, God will provide. And He tells us that, hey, the fowls of the air, they're not sowing.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.